The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another fun and potentially hormone-balancing episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. We are always real, we are always unscripted, and my name is Rick Simpson, and I'm your host.
And my name is Melody Martirana, and I'm your co-host.
And we are always unscripted. I sort of lost my train of thought there for a moment. But anyway, it's...
My train goes off the tracks sometimes, too. Yeah, that's okay.
Gotta get it back on there. But anyway, we're so thankful that you all have joined us for another episode. We always try and bring you fun and really informative, helpful information. I was not a healthy child, and so I got in this industry, and it changed my life, and we're hoping that this show can potentially change your life with good factual information that can be helpful to you. So, but before we get into all that stuff about balancing your hormones and what's involved with all that, Melody needs to remind all of you how you can stay connected to us.
Our primary hub is www.cohradio.com. That is the abbreviated way to get to us at crossroadsofhealthradio.com. So cohradio.com or crossroadsofhealthradio.com. They go to the same place. Now, from there, you can actually link over to emeraldlabs.com, and that's our company website. You know, we've been doing this for Rick. It's been over 20 years now that you've been producing supplements in the nutritional industry.
Actually, 1980, that's 35 years. Well, not producing. Yeah, I mean, I've been in the industry since 1983. And yes, it's been, over 20 years.
Yeah. So if you want to find do a little more of a deep dive into the formulas and just learn a little bit about more about who we are, you know, as Emerald, the additive-free company, then that will link you over to emeraldlabs.com. Now, from cohradio.com, you can also link over to supplements.one. And that is our web affiliate that carries every single product we make, because you can find our products actually nationwide in Sprout stores and Vitamin Shop. We're in like local health food stores. We've been nationwide for a really long time, but we want to make sure that you can access everything all at once, because we make over 100 different products. It's hard for any one health food store to carry everything, even the ones that are our strongest partners. So, again, cohradio.com.
There you go. And every week we do our talking points. We've got some really interesting ones for you this week. But before we get into that, I was out of town this last week. I was fishing up in Mammoth. And on one of these previous shows, I had talked about my brother and I, we used to take a metal coat hanger, straighten them out, and stick them in the light socket. Not very smart.
Yeah, but you and Bob were a little bit wild. Your mom probably had several gray hairs she attributed to you guys.
Yes, she did. So when we were up in Mammoth, I got to talk to the lady that owns the cabin. She might be selling it, which is really cool. But we got to go in the cabin with the general contractor who was up there. And I couldn't wait to go in the workroom where that light socket was. So I took a picture of the light socket. So it's not that interesting. I'll give you a couple other cool pictures of the cabin, but I will give you the light socket. And
how electrifying.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, so we will upload that to social media. We're always trying to get people, incentivize them to be on our social media, check things out. We have some great people that are doing some really cool work on our social media. So check it out. But the pictures will be there when you listen to this show. And I'll give those to Mel, and she can take care of that for you. So anyway, we want to get into the talking points. So this week, since we are talking about balancing hormones, I want to talk about an issue related to men, impotence or erectile dysfunction, which can be related to declining hormone levels, testosterone, and other things in the body. And so it is a significant issue for a lot of men, and we want to just share some information about that. So impotence, also referred to as ED or erectile dysfunction, is a man's inability to attain or sustain an erection sufficient for normal, satisfying sexual intercourse. It was once thought that almost all impotence was caused by psychological factors, but we now know that as many as 85% of cases are brought on by physiological disturbances. So not in the brain psychologically, but in the body, the biochemistry. So no matter what the cause, it helps most men to realize that they are not alone. Nearly every man experiences impotence at some point, and almost 30 million have chronic or recurring problems. Many physiological factors may contribute to impotence, but the most common are hormonal changes, medications, diet, and chronic illness. Low levels of testosterone, the male sex hormone, are a critical link to male impotence. The most common cause of impotence is atherosclerosis, which is hardening of the arteries with plaque buildup. This causes a problem with blood flow to the male genitalia. Also, dilation of the arteries and blood flow to the genital area are dependent on a chemical produced in the body known as nitric oxide. The following classes of drugs can cause impotence: antihypertensives, drugs to heat high blood pressure, antidepressants, antipsychotics, anti-ulcer agents, 5-alpha reductase inhibitors, we've talked about that before on this show, people with hair issues, and cholesterol-lowering drugs. So that's a pretty wide gamut of medications that people take in this country. So diet is another common cause. Just as a high-fat, low-fiber routine can inhibit blood flows to the heart, it can also block the arteries that lead to the genitalia. Men with high blood pressure or arterial sclerosis may have difficulty maintaining erections. Other chronic illnesses, especially diabetes, can take a toll as well. It is important to note here that aging is not a cause of impotence. I'll say that again. It is important to note that aging is not a cause of impotence. While it's true that impotence affects older people more frequently than it does the rest of the population, this situation can be attributed to the increased incidence of disease and medications in the elderly. And disease itself is not an inevitable part of aging. If you are healthy and content, you can be sexually vigorous and active well into your 80s and beyond. If you are not chronically impotent, that is, if you are impotent only in certain situations or can achieve an erection on your own or in your sleep, then it's likely the psychological factors are causing or contributing to your problem. Overwork, fatigue have reached epidemic levels in our society, and many men, especially those who have children, simply feel too tired to enjoy sexual intercourse. Depression, anxiety, stress, fear of failure, and fear of pregnancy are other frequent causes. Many cases of impotence can be successfully treated with an improvement in lifestyle and dietary habits, as well as nutritional supplements, by the way. But anyone with a chronic problem should see a doctor first to rule out underlying disorders. So this show, we're going to be talking about things like DHEA and pregnenolone, some of the products that we have. And there are some really interesting studies that we'll get into later with DHEA. But DHEA is a direct precursor to testosterone. So that's really interesting. But some of the things that you can do, L-arginine, taking 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day on an empty stomach. The amino acid leads to blood vessel dilation and improved blood flow, which several studies have shown that ginkgo biloba extract improves erectile dysfunction in men. It's a vasodilator. A study of men with impotence as the result of pharmaceutical medications such as antidepressants found that 200 milligrams of ginkgo extract improves sexual function in 76% of the men. So that's pretty significant. Now, the ginkgo, we've talked about that in this show before. Since we manufacture all of our own products here in Southern California, so much of the ginkgo extract, the 24-6, 24% ginkgo flavonoglycosides, 6% terpene lactones, comes from China. And they're using solvents there that are not particularly those things that you probably would want. A lot of them are carcinogenic. We only use European ginkgo biloba extract. It's about 4 times more expensive than the Chinese stuff. We use it because that's what the research is based upon. And if you're hoping to get the results that I just touted with the ginkgo, you want to use the stuff that was in the studies. So we do have a ginkgo biloba extract. This week, there's so many different things we're covering. We might end up throwing a few extra products in there because there are a lot of things related with impotence and other things. So
well, there's also something in here too about maca, and it talks about taking 500 milligrams 3 times daily to improve sexual desire and performance.
And
so, and that's also something that we carry as maca. You know, it's interesting because it, you know, for people who have probably never tuned into the show, they might be like, wow, impotence, that's like a quite a foot to start out on,
kind of in your face.
But you know the great thing is that for anybody who is new, like, just be aware that we like to take the time at the top of the show to talk about things that sometimes, I mean, a lot of people may not want to talk openly about these things, but it affects, like Rick said, 30 million men are affected by this. It's not a small number of people who are affected by this. So we're not afraid to talk about the topics that might be a little bit uncomfortable for some people, but really, truly, the heart is to help you nutritionally to just have a state of wellness that helps your entire body to function optimally.
Well, it's such a good point because men don't talk about this kind of stuff. You know, men are, okay, you know, whatever. That's just
It's an uncomfortable topic, I'm sure.
It is, but they used to think it was psychological, and now they're finding, he said, 85% of the cases, it's physiological. And look, hormones, they decline as we age, and there are just so many issues that go beyond the psychological. In fact, there are foods to avoid, or talks about that, avoiding saturated fats, hydrogenated oils, partially hydrogenated fats, including red meat, butter, margarine, shortening, refined vegetable oils. A high fat diet causes circulatory problems and blocks the flow of blood to the genitals. That's super important. You know, eliminate junk food and processed foods from your diet. These are all things that matter. And so you just, but the arginine, I know arginine, somebody I know, they had taken that and it really does help the nitric oxide. We are actually going to be coming out with a testosterone product. This little teaser, not yet. I just worked on finalizing formula today, but it's got some of these things in it to help with men that are suffering from low T or low testosterone. So I want to do one other study that said a double blind trial involves Panax ginseng taken for 3 months, found that it significantly improved libido, the ability to maintain an erection, and patient satisfaction with sex. So there are just some really good things. And we're going to talk about some of the studies with DHEA later, but that is significant. And I will tell you personally, I take DHEA every day. I think I take 50 milligrams, and I'll tell you later why I do that and why it's so important. That's it for segment one. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back for segment two of Crossroads of Health.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep. But unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients.
You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
The digestive system is a very important part to overall health. It breaks down the foods we eat and helps with the absorption of nutrients. Unfortunately, it's also the cause of many uncomfortable and even painful problems experienced daily by millions of people. So supporting the digestive system is imperative. Emerald Labs Digestive Health offers therapeutic dosages of full-spectrum digestive enzymes to help stimulate the body's natural enzyme system and to break down food, including gluten, dairy, and beans, which are among the most common food sensitivities. Emerald Labs Digestive Health is a clinical potency broad-spectrum digestive enzyme formula that helps to stimulate organs of digestion such as stomach, liver, gallbladder, and the pancreas, and is a raw whole food-based formula with probiotics and enzymes to help with digestion. Digestive Health by Emerald can be found at fine health retailers nationwide or at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. And if you are just tuning in with us, you can always go to cohradio.com, or if you like to type, you can always type in crossroadsofhealthradio.com. But anyway, we have all of our archive shows there. You can check out the first segment of this show if you're there. You can all kinds of cool stuff there. You can also connect to our internet partner affiliate that sells all of our Emerald Laboratories products every day at 10% below MSRP. You can also connect to emeraldlabs.com there, where you can get all kinds of good information on the Emerald Labs products and whatnot. And if you are on social media, we love our social media. We try and post things there to make it fun and interesting for you. But you can check out on Instagram at COH Radio, or on Facebook.com/COH Radio. Also, if you're interested in Emerald, they've got some great stuff they're posting too. That's at Emerald I'm Free, or Facebook and then /Emerald I'm Free. A lot of cool stuff there. So check that out. And I did want to mention before the break, I was talking about impotence or erectile dysfunction. Years ago, I was with an integrative doctor down in Georgia, and he said, actually, a lot of men wake up in the morning with an erection. That's just common for a lot of men. It's just the way it is. And he said, actually, men that wake up in that state, it is because you have good, healthy adrenal function. So for the men out there, if you don't wake up in that state, you might want to take a look at your adrenal function. Could be something that could be impacting that.
Adrenal glands, you know, produce a lot of the precursors to all the major hormones, including, yeah, you know, DHEA,
sex,
testosterone,
hormones, all,
yeah,
that. Yeah, it's true. Uh-huh. So anyway, so there you go. But anyway, Melody has a really great talking point she wants to share with all of you. So we're going to get right into that.
It may seem like this show is all about the guys, but come on, ladies, let's face it. Like, if we're talking about our guys, it affects us too in our relationships, and we want the men in our life to be healthy, whether it's a romantic relationship with them or just a man that we care about. So I actually have a really good talking point on prostate, and it's talking about how to shrink a prostate without the use of risky meds. So guys, you don't need any help getting diabetes. With 30 million Americans already battling it, and up to 70 million more tottering on the brink of the disease, the last thing in the world you would want is a push right over the edge. But that's exactly what you could get. And that nudge could come from where you least expect it, your own doctor. New research finds that one of the most common drugs given to guys dealing with an enlarged prostate could lead directly to diabetes. And here's the real kick in the pants. Odds are you never needed the drug in the first place. The secret risk of popular prostate meds. There's no shame in admitting it, because it's incredibly common. As you get older, you can run into some quote unquote P problems, including constant urges that send you dashing for the toilet, followed by the frustrating struggles of being unable to get things started once you're there. And even when you're done, it can still feel like your bladder isn't quite empty yet. Tell your doc about it, and after some tests, he'll likely hit you with good news, bad news scenario. Good news, it's not what you fear. You don't have cancer. Congrats. Bad news, you do have benign prostatic hypoplasia, aka enlarged prostate, which can still make you plenty miserable. He'll offer up a 5-alpha reductase inhibitor drug, such as finasteride, or also known as Proscar, or dutasteride, known as Avodart. Oh no, you might push back. You're a house calls reader after all, and this is a great article that was written by Dr. Stengler. I've heard about that med. It's terrible. I don't want it. He'll insist the drug has a bad rap. Give it a shot, he'll tell you. It'll probably make you feel better. And if it makes you feel crummy, you can always quit. And that's when they get you. See, this new risk won't have you feeling crummy the way other side effects can, like the infamous libido and impotence problems like Rick was talking about. Heck, you won't feel a thing. Not at first, anyways. See, the guys in this new study were tracked for a mean of more than 5 years. And in that time, taking the drug increased the risk of diabetes by more than a third. 5 years. That's a long time. So long that you probably won't blame the drug at all. You'll blame yourself, thinking it was your diet or your waistline. In reality, it was the drug, which you should have never taken in the first place, because you've got two better options. Saw palmetto. This drug went head-to-head against finasteride in one study, matching the benefits, but with a much lower risk of side effects. And Dr. Stengler recommends 320 milligrams a day of it standardized to have 80 to 85% fatty acids. Beta-cystosterol. Most of the research on this has been in animals, but given its safety profile and a number of guys who swear by it, it can be worth a shot. Try 60 to 130 milligrams a day, split over two or three doses per day on an empty stomach. So it's interesting because there are allopathic world and certain major associations would like to sort of tell people that nutritional supplementation is not helpful, it's harmful. And, you know, in every single industry, there are people who manufacture with integrity and there are people who are not. You know, as a company, we are additive free. We don't use any of the fillers, flow agents, excipients, or anything that you find commonly used as just common manufacturing process in most supplements on the market today. And then there's an issue too with what kind of quality of ingredients are you getting? We always use the highest quality ingredients in the clinical forms so that you can actually notice a difference. But there are articles coming out every other day saying, oh, don't take supplements. They're useless or this or that or the other. When in fact, there's drugs just coming to market constantly. And, you know, you see 5 years down the road, they're like, well, we don't prescribe that for that anymore. We use it for this now. So where's all that testing? So they're taking a medication and giving it to men for prostate that can actually cause diabetes. And how is it possible that that's acceptable?
So Dr. Stenger, years ago, there's a study, and I can't remember the exact specs of the study, but the people that die from prescription meds, it's far, far into the thousands, tens of thousands per year that die from prescription meds. And then you go, gee, I wonder how many people die from nutritional supplements. It's like, oh, I think zero. So it's just, it's such a stacked deck against the nutritional supplement industry. And, you know, the drug companies have such a powerful lobby in Washington, D.C. It's just the way it is. So at the end of the day, you have to do your own homework. And it's really important. But that's why we do this show, so we can help you.
We do have a phenomenal natural prostate support formula that is standardized on all the right things.
And at the end of the show, you're just going to have to stay tuned. We're going to throw, sorry to Kelly, our executive producer, we're going to throw a bunch of extra products. We're talking about all these things that are pertinent to the subject matter this week. So we want to give you guys access to these things, but we'll do that at the end of the show. But I want to get into the hormones because we're really talking about balancing hormones in there. I just wanted to lay sort of foundation. So the term hormone was coined by English physiologist William M. Bayliss and Ernest H. Starling. They are also credited with discovering the first hormone called secretin in 1902. So just about 100 years, a little more than 100 years, we've known about hormones. So hormones are biochemicals that have a specific regulatory effect on the activity of the target cells or organs. On the basis of their structure, they are classified into four types. Steroids, that's what we're going to be focusing on this show, is the steroidal hormones. But then there's also peptide hormones, there's amino acid derivatives, and there's fatty acid compounds. The hormones are able to induce a specific effect on the target cell or organ by binding to a specific receptor at the target cell, tissue, or organ. It must be noted that they only interact with those receptors, thereby producing a specific effect. It is the part of the brain called the hypothalamus that acts as a link between the endocrine system and the nervous system. The hypothalamus produces certain releasing hormones that stimulate the secretion of certain hormones by the pituitary gland, which in turn cause specific effects in the target tissues or organs of the body. It must be noted that the location of receptors in the target cell varies depending on the type of hormone. Steroid and peptide hormones also differ in terms of the location of the receptors. Just a little more, because I think it's important to have some understanding. So while receptors of certain hormones are present in the nucleus of the target cell, some might be located in the cell cytoplasm or on the surface of the cell membrane. For the hormone to cause the intended effect, it has to attach to a specific receptor at the target cell. The receptor is basically a protein synthesized by the target cell. Once the hormone binds to the receptor, a chain of events takes place, which eventually leads to the generation of proteins. These proteins perform several vital functions, such as producing enzymes that accelerate vital chemical reactions or other vital cellular processes. Let's understand the formation of hormone receptor complexes in case of steroid and peptide hormones. So I want to go on just a little bit further. So while steroid hormones are lipids, or they're fat-soluble molecules that are made from cholesterol, that's what we're talking about, the cholesterol-based steroidal hormones. Peptide hormones, on the other hand, are chains of amino acids that are water-soluble in nature. cortisol, estrogen, androgens, progesterone, and calcitriol, our active metabolite, and vitamin D3 are examples of steroidal hormones. One of the major differences between steroids and peptide hormones is the location of the receptor. In case of the steroid hormone, the receptors are found in the cytoplasm or the nucleus. Since peptide hormones are water soluble, they cannot enter the target cell. The receptors for the peptide hormones are located at the surface of the cell. So that's just kind of some interesting hormone information that I thought would sort of lay a foundation for all of you. Now, focusing in on the steroidal hormones, those are the sex hormones, those are some of the energy hormones, things like that. We're going to upload a really neat little chart for all of you on social media. So you're going to have to go there and check it out. But,
it's pretty cool looking.
Yeah, there are quite a few. Just a few of the things that we all know. We know about testosterone. We know about estrogen. We know about progesterone, pregnenolone, androstenedione. Those are some of the common ones. But keep in mind, we'll talk about estrogen a little bit. Years ago, people used the term estrogen as just sort of this broad category. But there's three estrogen hormones. There's estrone, estradiol, and estriol. And then, of course, they have synthetic hormones. They have natural bioidentical hormones. So we want to get into just some of these hormones and why they're important. So I really wanted to talk about progesterone and estrogen because those are two hormones that sort of work together. And it deals specifically with osteoporosis and why these are important. And we'll talk about that and much more when we come back from the break. Please stay tuned.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to help fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Labs' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana, and I'm here with your host, Rick Simpson.
Hi.
Hello. And, you know, this has been a show that, you know, we did some talking points on this show that really focused on men, but these are issues that affect men and women. And so if you've missed any single part of this show for yourself or a loved one or your spouse, check it out on the archives at COH crossroadsofhealthradio.com. For long-term listeners, you probably still, you know, have us saved as crossroadsofhealthradio.com. Both will get you to the same place. From there, you can actually link over to emeraldlabs.com. If you want to see the full line of products that we produce here in Southern California that are all additive free, you can find them there. You can find a local store near you, such as like a Sprouts or a Vitamin Shop. But there's really only one place where you can get everything, and that's our web affiliate, supplements.one. Because they do carry every single formula that we make, we actually give exclusive discount codes that you, our listeners, can put in as a coupon code when you check out at supplements.one each week, and we will give you a significant discount over their already 10% everyday discount for the entire week until our next show runs. So we're going to have a really good one this week. I'm very excited. Rick and I were talking between the break, so I'm not going to give it away. Maybe Rick will want to.
Sometimes we just do things on the fly. You never know from week to week. That's why you need to listen every week, because you don't know what we're going to do. So
indeed. But I know Rick is starting to dive into the section on hormones here, and he has some really good information for you. So please, please stay glued to your seat, because this is some good stuff.
Well, there's this doctor, a guy named Dr. John Lee. He did a lot of research in the progesterone world and estrogen dominance world back in the 90s. Estrogen dominance is a term that was coined over 20 years ago, and a lot of people have too much estrogen, and a lot of women think, oh, estrogen's good, and I'll explain why you need the balance between progesterone and estrogen. This is one aspect of balancing your hormones. There's so many different kinds of steroidal hormones, but this deals with osteobone health, and it deals with fat storage and fluid retention, things like that. So I'm going to start with what are the effects, the physiological effects of estrogen. Estrogen creates proliferative endometrium. It also increases body fat. It increases salt and fluid retention. It increases depression and headaches, interferes with thyroid hormone, increases blood clotting, decreases libido, impairs blood sugar control, things like that. So those don't sound particularly like positives for a lot of ladies and men, for that matter. Now, progesterone, it has the opposing effects. So it maintains secretory secretion, endometrium. It protects against breast fibrocysts. It helps use fat for energy. It is a natural diuretic. It's a natural antidepressant. It facilitates thyroid hormone action. It normalizes blood clotting, restores libido, normalizes blood sugar levels, and many other things. But so just hearing that list, you'd be like, wow, I want more progesterone, not more estrogen. And the reason I bring this up is because with estrogen being a causer of retention of fluid and water and fat storage, when you buy meat at the store that has full of hormones, which hormone do you think they shoot it full of? What kind of hormones do you think they give them? And when people buy meat and then they cook it in the pan, I heard this 3 years ago, wow, that cooked down really small. It's like, I wonder why. Mm-hmm. Well, because when it weighs a lot at the butcher counter, but then you cook it and it cooks way down, they make lots of money because it had all that water in it. So they shoot cows full of estrogenic compounds. And then the problem is you eat that meat, and now you have something called estrogen dominance. Beyond that, pesticides, insecticides that are sprayed on your vegetables, on your fruits, those also have estrogenic compounds in them.
What are they eating too? Like, what's the food supply of the animals? The animals are also eating those things that have been treated with pesticides and insecticides. And then there's antibiotics. There's just so, it goes on and on and on. Like, our food supply is so tainted.
And this is where this estrogen dominance came from. So many women, and when you have too much estrogen, all those effects that I just read, you're going to have a propensity towards those things. And you see, you know, they've had articles over the years, oh, the girth of America, America's getting, you know, fatter all the time, you know, and that's not just because people are necessarily consuming a lot more food. It's because the food that we're consuming is not nearly as clean and as pure as it used to be. So how do we fix this problem? Well, for our family, I tell my wife, look, we don't eat a lot of red meat, but if we do eat it, I get it at Sprouts or Whole Foods, someplace that it's no hormones in the meat. My wife tries to buy organic produce. You can go to Costco. You can get a lot of organic produce there now. There's a lot more organics available.
They're a great resource for that, actually. It's very...
Yeah, it's, they've really come so far.
We buy a lot of that, too.
And, you know, my daughters, I'll just tell you, my daughters... girls, when I was young, they didn't really get their period until they were, I don't know, 14, 15 years old. That was common back then. And, you know, as I was growing up, you know, and I saw in my 20s, girls, they're getting it much earlier, 12, 11. Yeah. They're like, why is that? Mm-hmm. Well, because their hormones are so messed up. And this is one thing Mark Stinger, he says, when people come see me, the first thing I look at is all their hormones. I got to balance and fix all their hormones because we've done this to our food supply. So you try and eat clean foods if you can. That's where we start. But then also a lot of women, when they go through, they start moving towards the change and osteoporosis and all things they struggle with, bone loss. There are two structures in the body. You have osteoclastic activity and you have osteoblastic activity. And osteoclasts are little constituents in the body. They consume bone and they resorb bone into the bloodstream. So they take old bone and they sort of break it down and they get rid of it. So they're kind of weakening your bone structure. Well, you're supposed to have the osteoblasts as a counterpart that are rebuilding new bone. So your bone's constantly recycling. Well, and what people said years ago with women when they take estrogen, they said, well, estrogen, as you age, you lose estrogen. So an estrogen inhibits the osteoclastic activity. So the whole push for estrogenic compounds for women when they're getting osteoporosis was to slow down the osteoclastic activity. That's fine, but they do nothing to stimulate the osteoblastic activity, the manufacture of new bone. Well, guess what hormone stimulates osteoblastic activity? It's progesterone. And nobody's really talking a lot about progesterone. They want to pump you full of estrogen, but they don't want to give you the progesterone. The progesterone, that is the most important, but you know, balancing both is important, but your progesterone is huge. It's so important to stimulate that osteoblastic activity. So balancing those two hormones is really, really important. And the fact that as we're growing up, we're eating all these foods that have all these estrogenic compounds, that's just exacerbating the problem. So anyway, it's just a whole bunch of stuff with the balancing those hormones out. But that's balancing hormones in relation to osteoarthritis, osteopenia, all these different osteobone disorders when losing bone. So we want to get also into the hormones, dealing with the sexual aspect of the hormones, precursors to testosterone for men, DHEA, and different things like that.
So DHEA is the most common adrenal steroid hormone in the body. Rick, we were talking about this. You were talking about men wake up, you know, with an erection. That's right. Natural. It means you have proper adrenal function. And so the adrenal glands, really, if your adrenal glands aren't functioning properly, that can also affect your hormones. So it's naturally produced from cholesterol, as are all steroid hormones, in a variety of tissues, most notably the adrenal glands. DHEA is the parent hormone of both the androgens and the estrogens, male and female hormones, respectively. Like the sex hormones themselves, the natural levels of DHEA decline with advancing age. That decline creates an increased vulnerability to chronic illnesses such as metabolic syndrome, osteoporosis, and cardiovascular disease. And low DHEA levels are also strongly associated with susceptibility to falls and fractures, and even with earlier death in men. DHEA has long been used as a natural supplement to restore blood levels to those found in younger adults. Levels of sex hormones rise beneficially during supplementation, while levels of stress-related cortisol drop. As a result, we typically see improvements in the muscle strength and bone mineral density with a reduction of body fat mass. Indeed, there is now a substantial support for DHEA supplementation in adrenal insufficiency, hypopituitarism, osteoporosis, systemic lupus, depression, and schizophrenia. Importantly, DHEA supplementation in women aged 70 to 79 also improved sexual desire, arousal, activity, and satisfaction, while also improving menopausal symptoms in younger women. Perhaps the most impressive benefits of DHEA supplementation are in the realm of cognitive function. Both DHEA and pregnenolone are so-called neurosteroids, which protect brain cells from damage by both acute injury and chronic stimuli. Daily supplements of 25 milligrams of DHEA even can increase cognitive scores and prevent deterioration for scores for activities of daily living. And many studies have verified the importance of DHEA supplements for improving clarity of thinking and a general sense of well-being. So, I mean, if your hormones are off, if your DHEA production is off, that affects quite a few things. And I've got some info on pregnenolone too, but I know we're kind of getting close to our break again.
One other thing I want to mention with the erectile dysfunction earlier. So a double-blind randomized placebo-controlled study involving 40 men who were confirmed to have low DHEA levels were given 50 milligrams of DHEA or a placebo for 6 months. Men taking DHEA had a significant improvement in libido and erectile function. And I do personally take 50 milligrams of DHEA a day because it's a direct precursor to testosterone. So as you age, we're all going to tend to lose the hormone levels. They're going to go lower as we age. They just decline. So if you can supplement that with some DHEA to keep the testosterone levels up, that can certainly help. So that's something that can be helpful. So DHEA, really important nutrient. There's not a lot of it out there in the marketplace. We do have a straight DHEA and a DHEA preg, and we'll talk more about those things when we come back from the break.
We are all looking for ways to better manage our health with diet, supplements, and exercise. But sometimes nagging pain or joint-related issues can be a roadblock to achieving our goals. The secret to keeping your joints healthy, strong, and flexible is much easier than you think, thanks to doctor-formulated joint health by Emerald Laboratories. Emerald Laboratories Joint Health is formulated to help manage smooth, comfortable joints and contains therapeutic dosages of BioCell Collagen Type 2, glucosamine sulfate, Mareva, and Opti MSM, shown to help support cartilage and connective tissues, joint mobility, and reduce stiffness. Emerald Labs Joint Health is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics for superior support. Don't let joint-related issues hold you back. Take the steps to support the health of your joints.
You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Clinical Potency Coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free.
Learn more about Emerald, the additive-free company, by visiting supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. And this show has just flown by this week. We're talking about balancing hormones. We could have easily done a two-part show, but we're going to cram it all into one. And maybe we'll do another show someday where we'll talk about different aspects of balancing hormones. But a lot of great information this week. If you are just tuning in, you can always go to cohradio.com. You can get all the archive shows there. You can get the first parts of this show if you like. You can also connect to supplements.one, where you can buy all these great products every day. That's our internet partner affiliate. You can also go to emeraldlabs.com, and you can get a lot of great information on the product specifics. Now, every week at the end of the show, we do our Getting to Know You, interesting stories about Melody and myself, sometimes funny. I think usually funny, but anyway, I think they're funny. And this week's code is going to be FISH. And normally we only give about our discount off about three products. We've talked about so many products on the show. We decided we're going to offer 40% additional off of every single product we have this week. So every Emerald Laboratories product is offered at an additional 40% off. You already get them at 10% off MSRP. So that's basically buying them at wholesale. So if you would like to stock up, you can pretty much buy any Emerald Laboratories product this week at wholesale prices. So the code is FISH. But before we get there and do our Getting to Know You, Melody has some more great information about pregnenolone.
What we were talking about is there's so many different products that we produce that are so helpful for basically keeping healthy hormone levels in the body. And of course, you know, you're going to want to talk to a doctor, hopefully integrative medicine specialist, and make sure that you're managing your hormone levels properly. But, you know, we've got OsteoBone Health, we've got the men's and women's multis, the 45 plus formulas that have things like broccoli, standardized and sulforaphane to help eliminate those unhealthy estrogens, those foreign estrogens that you don't want in your body, and the saw palmetto to help with prostate support. So, I mean, there's so many cool little things that just flow throughout the entire line of products that we produce. So I'm excited that you decided to do that.
That's true.
So like DHEA, pregnenolone is a naturally produced steroid hormone that acts as a parent to a variety of other hormones, including the sex steroids and hormones vital for controlling blood mineral content and metabolism. Pregnenolone is a potent neurosteroid protecting brain cells from age-related damage and preserving their function. In fact, pregnenolone is being explored for use in acute management of brain injury and stroke. Normal brain tissue contains large amounts of pregnenolone, and animal studies reveal that the steroid enhances development of new brain cells. In humans, pregnenolone supplementation produces significant improvements in both depression and schizophrenia. And pregnenolone shows promise in mitigating memory loss and even some of the abnormal structural findings in Alzheimer's disease. Pregnenolone also has calming anti-stress effects in humans, attributed to its ability to modulate brain receptors for certain neurotransmitters. Now, again, we don't really recommend going in the direction of drugs. However, there is an interesting note here that when it's used in conjunction with a common anti-anxiety drug, diazepam, also known as Valium, pregnenolone reduced the sedative effects without affecting the anti-anxiety effects. So, pregnenolone is really powerful. DHEA is really powerful. They're essential in your body. It's essential to have them balanced in your body.
And let me say one thing about this. There were some politically motivated regulations. A lot of the government authorities sometimes don't like these restorative hormones like DHEA and pregnenolone. These are totally legal under the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act simply because they're bioidentical to the hormones found in the body. And I want to talk just about bioidenticals versus synthetic. So a lot of ladies, when they go through the change and they need to take progesterone or estrogen, they will get the synthetic forms. Those always have a laundry list of side effects with them. What you want is you want to have bioidentical hormones. There's a place called the Women's International Pharmacy, or you can go to an integrative doctor, but the Women's International Pharmacy, I believe, has natural hormones, bioidentical, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone. You really want to avoid, in my opinion, those synthetics because they have side effects and the bioidenticals don't. The body views them just like it views the natural hormones that it produces. They're bioidentical. So that is something to be thinking about when you talk to your doctor. Say, I really would prefer, I would suggest you ask for bioidenticals.
Well, and it's interesting to note too that both DHEA and pregnenolone are actually produced from wild yam.
Which is natural, which is so cool.
Very natural. Exactly. So this entire show has been on hormones. We did talk a lot about men's issues, you know, with erectile dysfunction and prostate enlargement, but it is so important to keep your hormones in balance. And so again, with the code FISH this week, we are going to be able to give you guys an additional 40% discount if you buy any of the Emerald Labs products on our web affiliate, supplements.one. That's supplements.one, not .com. You can just ditch the .com. So, Rick, you have a really fun story about your little friend, Sam.
Yes. My wife and I, when we got married, I actually had a friend. He was into saltwater crabs. I love saltwater fish. I love scuba diving because
they're so beautiful.
It's a whole other world under the ocean. It's amazing. Scuba diving is so cool, and it's amazing what you find under there, what God has made. But anyway, so we've been into aquariums, saltwater aquariums, since we were married. I shudder to think how much money we spent on fish. But anyway, so we used to have this fish. His name was Sam. He was a Stars and Stripes puffer fish. So I was like, oh, Stars and Stripes, he could be Uncle Sam. So call him Sam. Now, there are porcupine puffers, which are the normal puffers you think of that had little spines and all that. They look kind of cute. But the Stars and Stripes, he has a smooth body, but he blows up to about the size of a volleyball. He was pretty funny. But those kind that don't have the little spines, their teeth, they have their top teeth are fused together and they're sharp and like a V. And then you have the bottom teeth. So if they bite you, it's going to hurt quite a bit and probably make you bleed. Anyway, so one day I had my hand in the tank. I think I was feeding the fish or something. I looked away for a minute and there's Sam and he was a pig. These guys are just such pigs when they eat. I mean, they eat everything. And he grabbed on finger and I had this mental image of that would not be fun. So I yanked my hand out. Well, he's still hooked on. So he goes across the top of the tank, down onto the carpet, boom, boom, sitting there. I put him back in the tank and he was fine. So anyway, that's my Sam story.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, Rick has actually had such a cool array of fish to enjoy over in his built-in tank. He has a built-in tank in his office, and it's really fun to go over there. And anytime my kids have come by, they always want to go see the fish. So my little fish story is super anticlimactic in comparison to Rick's awesome saltwater tanks. But I took my kids to the Orange County Fair this year. You know, my husband, he's not actually a fan of fish or birds. He likes to have fluffy, furry pets, preferably that drool and are desperate for attention. He's
never
a big
that.
He's a dog guy. He really loves dogs and cats. But I took the girls and they saw all these people walking around who had won goldfish. And they were just over the moon excited about the possibility of coming home with a goldfish. I thought, okay, it's a small tank. I'll go over there. And so they won a goldfish, one goldfish. But the gal who was working there saw the two little girls and thought, I'll give them two. Go ahead. So we take it home and it's an exceptionally small little tank. And I'm like, this is not going to work for very long because goldfish are notoriously kind of filthy fish. And so, you know, I bought the water cleaner, I bought the food, I bought all of that. And it's funny because we actually have two cats at home. And I'm like, okay, let's put it in a spot that hopefully they won't get too easily. But I left the food next to it. So my 6-year-old, my oldest one, would feed the fish. The first one died in like 2 days. So he went swimming in the toilet. And the second one has managed to survive. And my daughter feeds one little flake a day because the fish doesn't eat more than that. But every single time we come home, that fish food that is in a sealed jar is on the floor somewhere because the cats get up on the table, which they're not supposed to do, but when we're not home, and they just bat that around because they know that it smells like fish in there. So they've left the goldfish alone as far as we can tell, but they're all about the fish food. So that's my story about fish, but it's been a really fun show talking to you about balancing hormones. We do recommend you talk to an integrative medicine specialist like Dr. Stengler if you really want to get targeted with keeping your hormones balanced.
Yes, thank you for joining us, and please join us again next week for another exciting episode of Crossroads of Health.